Hello, this is Deacon Phuc Phan from St. Alba the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Today is Tuesday of the sixth week in Ordinary Time. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the five loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full wicker baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Sisters and brothers in Christ, God does not tempt us. It is the evil one, Satan, who tempts us in an effort to take us away from God and lead us astray. We read this in today's first reading from the letters of St. James. God is not subject to temptation to evil, and he himself tempts no one. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday, and one of the readings we will hear is how Satan tempts Jesus when Christ is at his weakest after being in the desert for 40 days and fasting. The Father did not tempt his only begotten Son. However, like he does with us, he allows us to be tempted because God wants us to turn away from temptations and sin and turn to him of our own free will. Moreover, St. James did not mince words when he wrote, "Each person is tempted when lured and enticed by his desire." Lent is a season of penance, and the discipline of pray, fast, and giving alms are meant to help us master our desires rather than allow our desires to have control over us. We speak of unholy desires that conceive and bring forth sin, and when sin reaches maturity, it gives birth to death. Just as anger leads to hate, and hate leads to suffering, unholy desires lead to sin, and sin leads to death. Therefore, let our desires be one before things of God, because all good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. When we desire things of God, God blesses us abundantly in the way that Jesus blesses the disciples abundantly in today's gospel. The disciples gave what bread they had for the sake of others. Jesus took what they gave him and multiplied and returned to them more than they had given him. Jesus desires for us to have life and to have it abundantly. Let us reflect on this through this Lenten season and desire him above all through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Amen.